Hello, caller, you on the air?
Yeah.
Is this Coach Briscoe?
This is Coach Briscoe.
Hold on 1 second, sir. We got to give you the applause.
All right, no problem.
Hey, Coach, thanks for calling in. I want to first say congratulations. You had one hell of a year last year, and I didn't really get a chance to thank you and say congratulations to you. So congratulations for the hard work you guys did last year and how successful you were for our city.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I want to take you back to a year ago. You know, a year ago, you're starting the season off. Coaches always have, like, the details in their mind, and they have these goals they set. What were the goals that you set last year, and can they even compare with what actually happened?
No. As a coach going in last year, you know, I knew that, you know, the Patroon Conference was definitely something that, you know, if we played the way we were capable of, that was something we were definitely going to be able to achieve, winning the Patroon Conference, you know. And, you know, I felt that there was definitely a good chance we should be able to get to Glens Falls, get to the semifinals, you know, in Section 2. And then, you know, at that point, it's, you know, anything can happen. So, you know, I wouldn't say, I mean, my goal obviously was to win the, you know, win Section 2. I don't know that it was something that I thought was definitely going to be realistic. And I, you know, there was no thought in my mind we were making it to the state Final Four. I mean, that wasn't something that, you know, I was thinking that, you know, we were going to do. Obviously, you always want to, you know, win your championship, but, you know, it's not always something you have that thought in the, you know, the front of your mind, like, I think we're going to get there this year. But, you know, like you said, it was a great run, and the group of guys we had last year were just, you know, tremendous group of guys, you know, basketball-wise and just character guys. I mean, we just had, you know, the guys we had last year were just a great group of guys.
So at what point last year, because I came to all the home games, and at what point last year did you guys feel like, okay, because, you know, you guys started off playing, but throughout the beginning of the year you guys were playing, you were just more talented than anybody on the floor. I mean, for me, I think it was when you guys went to the tournament and you beat the school over in Pittsville, you know, in that tournament. I said, well, that's a bigger school, and they really went out there and proved that they can play with talent likely to theirs. But what point did you guys say, okay, you know, we might have something here?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, myself and Coach Hedgepath, that tournament was a key point in the season for us. Because, like you said, we played Pittsfield first, which matched us athletically, which we hadn't seen all year. But not only that, to beat, you know, Pittsfield and Ravenna in back-to-back nights, we also did it, you know, without, you know, one of our key contributors and starters, you know, the big guy in the middle, Hammer. So I think that really showed us that not only us as coaches, but the players, that, you know, we were definitely more than any one individual, but that, you know, we were a team, you know, to be reckoned with. And I think, you know, once we got outside the Patroon Conference and started winning games, our guys gained confidence, and, you know, myself and Coach thought, you know, all right, we got a chance to definitely make a run here, you know, after we won that tournament. You know, then we had Waterville come to town, and we beat them, and we beat Ichabod, and some of these schools that play in some, you know, bigger conferences. And the guys, you know, just every time we asked them to, they basically, you know, they stepped up.
Sure did. Last question about last year, then we'll move to this year. As a coach, especially when you take a loss, you always kind of beat yourself up and say, maybe if I did this or maybe if I did that. Let's go back to that last game of the season, and you guys should have walked out of there, and the way you walk around the city with your heads held so high because you made everybody so proud. But as a coach, what do you think you would have did different preparing for a team like the one you did? Because, you know, this year you could run into them again.
Yeah, absolutely. I think part of, you know, what we definitely need, you know, to do as a coaching staff this year, and looking at, you know, what we weren't able to be successful at against Olean, was that not many teams played us man-to-man, and not many teams played that style of man-to-man against us that were that good at it.
Right.
And our biggest thing was, all year we were seeing zone. So the majority of time in practice, because you're always working for how to win that next game.
Next game, yeah.
Was practice zone. So once you get to that, this year what we're doing more is, already, is just working in more time man-to-man, because we know that at some point, we may see a team that plays man-to-man, whether it's that team or another team, and we need to make sure we're ready for that, even if we're only going to see mainly zone, throughout the regular season. And that's one thing that, we prepared that week for man-to-man, but it wasn't enough to get us to the point where we could be that successful against man-to-man, running sets, setting screens, mm-hmm. and things like that, because our guys were not they weren't accustomed to seeing, that style of defense. So that was one of the main things, that definitely killed us in that game, was the ability to get shots. It wasn't that we weren't getting any. We weren't getting really any open looks.
Yeah.
Everything we were getting was contested.
And on such a big stage, look at yourself when you're dealing with 17, 18-year-olds in the biggest games of their lives, it's understandable. Moving on to this year, you got some key guys. You lost some key guys, like you said, but you brought some key guys up. I read some of the stuff that you were talking about in the paper this morning, but how do you feel about the team overall? I know you talked about them gelling and working together, but overall, how do you feel about the team? I'm not talking to Patroon. I don't see you guys losing in the Patroon, especially with Justin Lacey going off to prep. No one knows, but how do you see this team gelling to the point where the expectations can be met, because there are heavy expectations on you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. The expectations are, as high as they've ever been. And I think the guys understand that. And, I would say we got off to a little bit of a, not a slow start, but not to the level that us as coaches were expecting out of our team. We went up and we scrimmaged Avril Park, first scrimmage, and we didn't look good. And I think that kind of woke up some of the guys, especially some of the guys coming up that came up from the JV and things, and guys from last year that, that are going to be asked to step into a larger role. And they said, whoa, all right, there's teams out here that are for real, that are, they're not going to just take us lightly. And, since that first scrimmage, we've really come together, and, they've put together some great practices, we're getting them battle tested. We just got done scrimmaging South Colony, AA, Columbia, AA, Saugerties, who's an A. So, we're making sure that, these guys understand the expectations are high, and the only way to get back to where we were is by putting in the work, and also, putting ourselves in a position to be playing, some of these tougher teams, tougher competition, knowing that the Patroon Conference, isn't as strong as some of these other conferences of the key teams that, we're going to see come sectional time, your Glens Falls, your Broad Albans, Ravinas, teams like that. They just play against better competition day in and day out.
I'm glad you mentioned Glens Falls. I was at the football game. I seen you there also. At some point, I thought Glens Falls football team was kind of doing a payback for what our basketball team did to them. So I'm asking you, Coach, please, let's get back to Glens Falls so we can play them again, because we need some get back for what they did to our football team.
I hear you. I was at the game. I saw how that game went. And, as a coach, you sit there and say, man, I always have, this is always my motto, what goes around comes around when it comes to coaching. One year you may have the ability to run up the score and do things that to another team, but at some point that's going to come back to you and bite you. So like you said, do I think that had a little bit to do with it? Probably. A lot of the same faces on the football field.
Yeah.
But, that's our main goal is to get back to Glens Falls and like you said, hopefully meet up with Glens Falls again. That's what proves you to be a champion. To be the best, you got to beat the best. So, we'd love for another chance to play them, obviously. I know all the guys that were here last year would love for an opportunity to play them again. And like I said, we're working hard. The guys are ready. We got some big non-league games towards the back end of the season. Like I said, just to get these guys battle tested. Obviously our guys that were there last year, they've been through the test. But the guys that are coming up, we got to make sure that they're ready, ready to go come sectional time.
Coach Tim Martin here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, listen, I want to talk about some of the individuals on the team. Now, we talked about some of the key players that you lost in Zach Hedgepeth, in Daniel Foles, Shamar Daniels, but you have three really, really quality starters back in Tyler Delavecchia, Hama, Kameed Rick-Murphy, and, of course, Mike Alert. But talk to me about some of the other kids that are coming back as well. I mean, that came off the bench and that may be looked upon to carry a heavier load or a bigger load this year.
Yeah, I mean, we got Justin Olivares back last year, just a freshman last year. You know, he's only a sophomore this year. He's been playing really well for us, working hard in practice. You know, and he's just maturing. You know, as a young athlete, and you know, so he's definitely going to be expected to play a larger role this year. Sure. Obviously, you know, with Danny and Shamar being lost, who played a lot in that four spot, so he's going to be asked to do a lot. And we also got Ellis Richardson back, who, you know, can give us some length, athleticism, get up and down the floor.
Good shooter, too.
That we had last year, yep. Can shoot, can knock down the shot when needed. And then, you know, Jeremy Ramirez coming up from the JVs, you know, he came up with us sectionals last year, so he kind of got to experience that whole, you know, sectional run and all that kind of stuff. So we're definitely looking for some big things from him, you know, his ability to rebound, knock shots down, big shots. You know, you were there last year, and when you knocked down that big shot against Pittsfield over in the Ravina tournament.
Absolutely.
And send the game to overtime. So, you know, and you've got Nitrell, you know, Franklin Hedgepeth, you know, coming up from the JVs as well, who can knock the three down.
Yep.
Give us some good minutes at the guard spot. So we definitely have some depth like we did last year. You know, we're definitely expecting, you know, a lot out of, like you said, out of our, you know, big three that we got coming back from last year. You know, we are going to have to expect a lot of them, but, you know, they don't have to carry the entire load. We definitely have some other pieces that are going to mix in nicely with those three.
Mm-hmm.
So, Coach, I have one more question for you. Well, actually, I have one and a half. One thing I want to do is hopefully we can build a great rapport like we did with Coach Davey and, you know, have you come on once a week if you have the time just for updates and just to keep the people, you know, fresh. You know, they always
say absolutely. No problem. As long, I'm sure we can work out a time that works around practice, all that stuff. That's not a problem.
So my question is, like I said, we went to all the home games, and in the beginning, the crowds were very light. Once you guys started winning, people started showing up. What would you request of the city and of the fans to help you guys do better on the court from start to finish?
That's a good question. I mean, like you said, just the presence alone, I definitely think, you know, was huge. I mean, our guys really started to thrive on that whole, you know, big game atmosphere. It wasn't like, you know, in years past where the fans come out for the Catskill game and they come out for certain games because it's like that little rivalry. Whereas last year, you know, we could be playing anybody, and the fans just came out in numbers. And I think the guys really thrive on that. You know, this is a big game, big-time atmosphere, you know, and it's high school basketball, and, you know, the fan support, you know, like I said, they can just be loud, energetic, you know, give us that little bit of pickup sometimes when you need it in the game. You know, you're going through a little lull, you know, give us that little bit of pickup. You know, we lost our big spark plug in Danny, so, you know, we may need the crowd to amp our guys up a little bit. You know, he's a one-of-a-kind type of player with that personality.
Absolutely.
So, you know, anything, you know, the numbers are huge. I mean, the guys just like to look in the stands and see that everyone's here to watch them, and that, you know, they're there to see them because they're, you know, putting on a good show in a way, and their basketball ability is, that's something that people are, you know, twice a week, they want to come out and see.
Yeah, I'll never forget, man. I've been to a lot of high school games, college games, but Glens Falls versus Glens Falls, I mean, the show of support from Hudson, from the old, the young, the new, it was just incredible. And I was just thinking about the guys on the floor saying, these guys really don't understand it right now, but, I mean, this is a huge crowd. I mean, it was Hudson all over the place in that Glens Falls game, man.
It was unbelievable. Like you said, you know, a lot of men of college games, professional games, high school games. I mean, it was something to see because it wasn't a home game for us, and
and it was an hour and a half away, but it turned into a home game for us because we had more fans there than the team that drove 10 miles down the road, you know, to play. So, and I think, like you said,
and I told the guys
this a lot at the end of the year, you know, as we were making this run, you know, you may not understand and you may not see all of this now, I said, but in 5 years down the road, I said, when you guys look back on this, you're going to realize how special this was and how, you know, you guys really brought this city together, I said, and that's something you'll be able to, you know, cherish for the rest of your life. I said, it'll become real to you eventually, so.
All right, Coach, man, good luck. You guys open on Friday, right?
Friday, we're home against Chatham. JV's tip-off at 5:30. Varsity's right after that.
Okay, let's try to get everybody out there. And, Coach, thank you for your time. And
all right, no problem.
Let's do it again, okay?
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
Yep.